Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave speaking, and this is going to be a part two of that highway of holiness found in Isaiah 35. I'm going to read Isaiah 35 for you right now, beginning in the first verse. Isaiah 35, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That's our Isaiah 35, and we're going to be looking into this highway of holiness. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's highway. You'll find a blessing, you'll be possessing, walking up the King's highway. On that highway to heaven, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. On that highway of holiness, walking up the King's highway. On that highway of holiness, walking up the King's highway. And we're going to find out that there was a ribbon cutting ceremony when that highway opened up. We'll be hearing about that now. We're getting into the service already. Stay tuned. They used lime cement. I think one of the first uses of lime cement, the Romans invented that pretty much. And they used that. And when Paul actually walked on that Appian Way, it talks about it in Acts 28 and 13. It says they landed in Betulia, I think they called it. The Roman road was there, and it went to Appii Forum, I believe it was. And he mentions in the book of Acts, he rejoiced when he got to the three taverns. And that was on that road. And when Paul walked on that Appian Highway, the highway was already 300 years old. You know, it held up so well. The Romans did such a good job. And of course, they were still there. They maintained that road all the time. And so it was there. And eventually, they took the road all the way through out to the heel of Italy. And they had a port out there. Terenium or something like that. So anyway, all those Italian names. It went all the way to the Adriatic Sea on the heel of Italy, and they used to use that when they would travel to India, and they traveled into the Middle East, and they would come from there, and they would land there. In Paul's case, they were caught in a storm, and they ended up on the island. They landed on that island Was it the Malta? They landed in Malta, I think. It's given another name in the Bible, a similar name. They found out it was Malta, and they went from there and circled around. They were already on the other side of Italy by then, and they came around. It says they got a compass. They fetched the compass and landed in Betulia, and they walked up, and it was a straight road. And let's see, Appii Forum is some 60 miles or so from Rome, and the three taverns that they talk about, that was only 33 miles from Rome. So they walked along that way, you know. And we always talk about in the United States, if someone here, I'm sure we all know about Route 66. You know, that's a famous road here. It was begun, I think was maybe finished in 1926, Route 66. It was done in 1926, and it lasted to 1985 in its entirety, and it was replaced by five other interstates. And I remember my dad and going camping and going on our vacation. Sometimes we would go along that Route 66, but it was begun in 1926, and it's not even 100 years old, and already there's only bits and pieces. And they say that the Appian Way, if you go to Rome, you can still travel on about 40 miles of that road, and it's over 2,300 years old or so, but and it's not been repaired like it had been, but there's still about 40, 50 miles of it that you can actually walk on. And they say people have tried to ride bicycles, and every once in a while they get off their bike and ride it, because that road is so bad that they have to go around on a dirt path. But it is something you could travel. And these roads, you know, like I say, the Route 66, well, all the engineering we had, it hasn't even lasted 100 years. But our road, the way of holiness, that highway of holiness, is still good today, you know. And, you know, when that road was open, when Jesus was on the cross, that's when the road opened. Of course, there was holiness before that, all through the Bible. You know, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you open a new road or you have something like that, they usually have a ribbon cutting. You know, they have a ribbon cutting ceremony. And was there a ribbon cutting for the way of holiness? And I can say, yes, there was. In Matthew 27, verse 45, I believe. Okay, it's talking about Jesus being crucified. And there in 44 it says, the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. They were saying, you know, come down from the cross and save us. But then the one thief, he repented. You know, it's not in the book of Matthew, it's in another gospel, but he repented and realized that he was in the same fate, you know. And he told the Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And it said, now the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land. That's Matthew 27:45. Until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yeah. Some of them that stood by there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. They heard that Eli, Eli, and they thought he meant Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. And the rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come and save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. You know, that was the ribbon cutting. You know, that holy, that we call it the veil of the temple, but it wasn't no veil. You think of a wedding veil or something like that. I don't know, my wrist is not as big as any man's wrist. It's probably a smaller one. I'm not a muscle man or anything like that, but they say that that veil was as thick as a man's wrist. And they said it would take teams of horses, maybe elephants, to tear that thing. But that veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, you know, and we could look through. If you got in behind that veil and you weren't a high priest and you hadn't prayed for your own self and had a sacrifice for your own sins, you'd drop dead. But that veil was rent in twain. You know, we can get through there, and you and I can experience that holiness, you know, and it's just like walking a highway, you know. It's not real hard to do, you know. It's something that we do, and the Lord was talking about living right and doing good. He says, and having done all, Jesus is talking, and he said, when we've done all, everything that Jesus expects us to do, when we've done all that, he said, yet you're an unprofitable, you know, you say that you're unprofitable, you're only doing your duty. You know, having done all, you know, we don't get a big head about it and look at me and all this, and I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes of all that I have. You know, that was the Pharisees, you know, but we can still live right and live on the holiness. And here the ribbon cutting happened when the Lord gave his life. And somebody, I think it was on Twitter or something today, he put a thing out, so I can't remember who it was, it probably don't matter, but he said, what would you do if you knew you only had one more day to live? You know, if you were going to die tomorrow, what would you do today? And then he pointed out that Jesus, when he knew he was going to be crucified the next day, he went and he washed the disciples' feet. You know, that's the thing he thought he had to do, you know, to give us that example of holiness, righteousness. You know, there's nothing like him. You know, that way of holiness is still good today. It's over 2,000 years. It's been all through the Bible. It's 6,000 years old, that road. You know, Adam and Eve got off the road, but God promised to get them back. And all through the Bible is holiness, holiness, holiness. Our songs that we sung today was about putting on the new garment. You know, and it was all about holiness. And I'm never really too surprised, but a lot of times I'll have something to preach, and a lot of the testimonies leading up will be getting all around my verse, you know. And I look at it just a sign that the Lord wanted us to look at that highway. You know, it's a highway called holiness. You know, walking up the King's highway. It says, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's highway. You'll find a blessing you'll be possessing, walking up the King's highway. On that highway of holiness, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. On that highway to heaven, walking up the King's highway. You know, I would have no hope of getting on that highway without what the Lord did, you know, on that cross that day. He paid the price for me. And I told him the day I was driving, I went to Culver's and I got a salad, took it home, ate it. But on the road, I thought, how many times he's lifted me up. You know, I had the four-way bypass. Brother Charles had a bypass. But I remember being at peace when I was going to go for that operation. They were going to cut me open and pull my ribs apart and all that. I knew all that, but I felt good. I felt peace in my heart because of him. You know, he's held me and he's kept me all through my life. And he's provided that way of holiness. And we've read all the scriptures of others that talked about that way, and you know, and that we can live holy all our life and be without fear. And it talks about having everlasting joy on our heads, you know, and walking on that way of holiness. Amen. There's just nothing like it, you know. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God, Lord. And I'm so glad that we're a holiness church. I'm so glad I was a Nazi for one time. And I was on the outside, and you look at the scripture, what happens to those that are against Israel? It said their eyes will burn out of their sockets, and their tongue will burn out of their head, you know, and their flesh will be consumed on their bones. And I was on that side till the Lord came and got me on the right road. Praise God. That road of holiness. Let's come and have a season of prayer, if you will. Amen. And thank God for His holiness. Praise God.